Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help entrepreneurs to help entrepreneurs. I'm here with my trusted co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes, and obviously you can tell that we are now celebrating something during the Christmas holidays. So, Mr. Dukes, how you doing?
Doing great, Mr. Gene. How are you doing this evening? Glad to be back in the studio with you on just prior to Christmas Eve.
Yes, and so we're looking forward to closing this year out, plus our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, and Merry Christmas, and I'm glad we're finally matching after we all got the memo for one for the attire this
okay,
time.
Okay, anyway, hopefully you can see my little thing here over
he's
here.
He matches the suit. He's got the
style tonight.
I didn't wear my red suit.
But either way, for those of you that are new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you to give you an idea in terms of what this Entrepreneur Hour is all about. And so, Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tan Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tan Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, and so now you know what we're all about. Now, we've almost completed a year with this Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour show, and I don't know if many of you have become entrepreneurs or not. Are you still thinking about it or pondering? But we want to give you just a little bit more in terms of a gift since this is during the Christmas holiday. So what we're going to do is to sort of help you to recognize, to find out if this is the right time to become an entrepreneur. That's the topic.
That is the topic.
And last week we began this. Mr. Dukes actually ran the show, and I kind of assisted him to hear what he thought about what time is the right time. And so we're going to pick up just a little bit of that during this show. Then we have a second part as far as the second half. So let me just kind of introduce Mr. Dukes here. Mr. Heinzman Dukes, he is the an entrepreneur, and I'm not going to say any bit more, because Mr. Deuce, I'd like to have you tell us who you are before you get into your topic, and we'll go through this again.
Thank you, Mr. Gene, for the opportunity to handle the mic. I like
all
that.
All right.
As Mr. Gene said, we just want to talk a little bit, but I just want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a Air Force retiree. I run my own business for 18 years in the automotive world. I had a total of 6 employees, and I taught high school for 12 years, I'm sorry, and I retired from teaching high school, and now I just assist other individuals that I can. That's
like
what
me.
I do. And Mr. Gene okay. offered me the opportunity to sit behind the mic.
I did.
And he has offered me the night to run to do the mic. I'm going to give you a brief summary of what I talked about last week, and I'm going to try to close my little session out here within a few minutes. But what I asked last week, is this the right time to become an entrepreneur? And if you're out there and you are working to become an entrepreneur and you want to know some more things about it, give me a call. Give us a call here at the station. I'd be glad to answer any question that you may have. And I can tell you, I'm sure you have some questions that you would like to know about being an entrepreneur. And I talked about a few things. I talked about combining entrepreneurship with workplace strategy, also breaking the workplace ceiling as an entrepreneur. The entrepreneur and his family, or their family. Entrepreneur in the workplace and at home, which are some of the most important things by being an entrepreneur. You must be ready to be committed to your goal or to your idea. Whatever it is, you must be willing to sacrifice some time and sacrifice your own pleasure also. So this is what entrepreneurship about. Entrepreneurs do what no one else wants to do. It's a challenge. It's a goal. Something that you want to work at to make it come true. Yes, sir.
What prompted you to think of this and come up with it?
What prompted me was, after my 23 and a half years in the Air Force, I didn't want to go to work for anybody else. My desire was to start my own business. At the time, I knew what I liked doing. I still like doing it, even at my age now. I still enjoy working with cars, playing with cars. I'm not a racetrack guy. I do have been to the racetrack, but I don't get into that. I like the new challenge with our new types of automobile we have today, which is electronic coming on the scene, computerized automobile, which have made life a lot easier and difficult for some others.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the great way, and that's what prompted me. I saw something that I could do and offer to somebody else, a type of business and an honest business. That's the main thing about it. Being automotive repair, you must be honest, because a lot of people have been taken, they're still being taken, because they don't know anything about the today's automobile.
Okay. I just was curious as to what made you come up with this topic, because it's a worthwhile topic.
Yes.
And I know it's very important to a lot of people.
That's right.
And I'm glad you thought about it. But before we kind of get into this part of it, we're going to take a short break very quick so that you can hear a little word from our sponsor and we can celebrate this holiday. And we'll be right back to hear Mr. Dukes give his...
Don't go away.
Way.
We'll be right back. We don't want you to miss this segment.
Okay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Time to celebrate the season, and we're going to celebrate a little bit right in front of you, because we've been around a long time hearing jingle bells, and hopefully some of you have been around a long time hearing them. But either way, we are doing it. But I'm here with Mr. Dukes. Mr. Dukes is talking about...
Is this...
When is the best time? When is a good time? Or is this a good time?
That's right. That's why we like to hear this jingle bell rock, because entrepreneurs, that's what they do. They rock. They rock around the clock, because they rock 24 hours in order to get their business or their idea going and prepare themselves for the future. So I can't say that enough. So as we move on, we talked about that, if you missed the segment last week, was combining entrepreneur with works. Place status strategy, also breaking the workplace ceiling as an entrepreneur. And that was a question called to me over the weekend, asked me about. I talked about entrepreneur, different types of entrepreneur. There are several types of entrepreneurship, arrangement, any type of political area you can also bring into this. You can also have a partnership in a business. All partners should have the same liability. It is no one carrier to have their own. So when you do partnership, that's something you have to look at real closely. And if you're going into a real big business and you're planning for it to grow, you should have an attorney to explain all the legality to that. And as an individual, a proprietorship, that is only one individual. You are responsible for, as my daddy would say, you are responsible for hitting the ball and going and get the ball and bringing it back. So that is your job. That's what you have to do. So that was some of the things about that. But there's a lot more to the entrepreneurship. If you are totally interested in it, give Mr. Gene a call and we can talk to you. We can give you some more about it, our experience, what we have done, some of the pitfalls we found along the way. There's always going to be some downfalls.
Well, let me just want to make it very clear. I am not an expert. I'm an entrepreneur, and so most I can share with you is my experience, but I think any or every entrepreneur has gone through their own experience, and that's the reason that we say this show is about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs.
That's right.
Because there are different levels of entrepreneurs, and I'm nowhere near the best yet.
And I'm not either.
Okay.
But we just have some experience that some don't have. And we're able to give you some better points and some ideas about entrepreneurship. Most people want to know, how can I make money in entrepreneurship? Now let me tell you, you can make money, you do have the opportunity, but you must be committed to your idea and what you're going to do. Don't let nobody tell you it won't work. You have the idea, you're the one that's got to plant the seed, and you one have to water it so it'll grow. So always keep that in focus and always think about your idea is the only idea that is available at that time. So with that in mind, I just want to cover that and say to you, whatever type of business you designate, just be truly to that, that you're going to see it through. And with that in mind, I close out my topic on this.
Well, I got questions for you.
Go ahead, Mr. J.
Yeah, you talked about probably everyone has an idea.
That's right.
Or ideas.
Or an ideas.
And I guess my question is, are all of those ideas aimed at making money?
Some of them not. No, not all of them.
Some can be a good thing or not so good.
That can be both. It can be good or not good. It depends on the individual. It depends on the idea. There's a lot of nonprofit ideas. They're not there to make money, but they're there to help others and help some other lost soul along the way. That's why we say this Entrepreneur Hour is to help other entrepreneurs, and other entrepreneurs can help us to be better here behind the mic.
Yeah, they can share their knowledge. You're more than welcome to call us. The number is right in front of you, 727-441-3000. But it's not just us that you're sharing your knowledge with.
No.
It's all of our listeners from now to the end of time or until they throw the videos away or something like that. So it's important to know that your thoughts are helpful in addition to ours, and you're more than welcome to call those in, text those in, and we'll be more than happy to share them. But it's always best if you share yours.
And that's what
because
we
it's
want.
Yours.
We want you to come on and be a part of the show with us.
So
your ideas can make other ideas and other idealists grow and to become more.
Okay, so getting back to your title or thought, when is the best time to become an entrepreneur?
You know, that was another subject I had for later years or for later date. But when is the best time to start to become an entrepreneur? Personally, I say right now. This is the time that everybody, you have the idea and you want to know, can it work in this time? We're just coming out of a pandemic. And if you got the idea that you know that'll work, you just have to work harder to make it go. So feel free to plant that idea now, to start that idea, because tomorrow may be too late.
Well, do you know it's going to work or do you believe it's going to work?
Well, I believe if I have that idea, I believe it's going to work. And I am committed to that idea.
Yes. Okay, because you are the author of your idea. So. It's very important to understand that the thoughts come to you.
Correct.
They're not given to you.
It is yours.
We have Dr. Cynthia on the line with a question.
All right. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
Hi. Good evening. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Fine.
Great.
Thank you for asking.
Thank you for calling
during
in.
You're quite welcome. During this time of recession and the political disruption that's going on in the country, is this a good time now, you think, to even begin a new entrepreneurship or a business, or should we wait for the economy to calm down?
Which one is your question directed to? Both of us?
Either one. I'd like to hear both opinions.
And Mr. Dukes, do you want the honors to go first? Or?
My opinion is very vague. I believe now is the time. Why? Because if you have that idea to become a success person as an entrepreneur, you must jump in the water now. The water is being stirred up by all these other things going on, and a lot of people don't really know what they want to do and don't know how to handle it. But if you have your mindset that you have the idea that's going to be a great idea, yes, to my opinion, this is the time. Hard times now. By the middle of the summer, when things begin to, as we say, shape up, it won't be as good. It won't be as good as it is now. People won't have time to see your business. They'll be too busy then trying to go to the beach and do other things. Now that's my opinion.
That's your opinion.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Jean has a top-notch opinion, though.
I just have an opinion. All right.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to suggest that any time you have an idea, then it's there for a reason. So now is the best time. Our history in this country says that this country has grown most when it went through terrible times, which means we come up with other ideas, we come up with other things that we know about. And so now's the best time to start, along with all the others who are that are coming up with ideas or have ideas, because that's the reason you have it. You have it now. So to put it off, I would think that you may be hurting you, because it's still yours. It doesn't matter. And it's going to work based on you sharing it with us. So,
how about money? Is there still funding out there for small business startup?
I'm going to give you my opinion.
Okay.
Number one, there's always money. Mm-hmm. Number two, you don't need money to get started.
Oh,
you need to get started, and you may attract the money. The other thing that you can do is you can look for money. Our government offers money. Our states offer money, which means you could possibly borrow some money. It's possible for you to get a grant, but you can't get the grant without having your idea. So,
correct.
Right. So get started with what you have and let it grow to a point to where you need more money, because now you got something to go tell the others. How far along are you, so that we can see how we can now jump in and help you to get more of your dream, which may involve more money. It may be involved more, just more knowledge.
Correct.
More areas of expertise, more partnerships.
And if I may interject after that, as money is available, but you must have a plan. And the plan must be able to, you must lay the plan out on the table. This is what, and this is why I need it. This is what I'm going to do. And I have, my future shows me that I can make this plan work, and you must be able to speak that plan within how much time, Mr. Gene?
As long as you like.
As long as you like, but you must be able to convince the person that's sitting on the other side of the table.
How I like to have an elevator speech.
That's right. You got to have that elevator to go to the top. But most people, as Mr. Gene always say, if you put your plan out there, somebody will offer you money.
So you're talking about like a business plan.
You're
have
right.
A business plan,
yes.
Already written out.
Right.
I'm just going to use some different language. Okay, because I don't know who I'm talking to. Tell me your name again.
Dr. Cynthia Edwards, Professor Woodhouse.
Okay, Doctor, Professor, whatever title you have.
It doesn't matter.
But
Cynthia.
It's important to recognize where your thoughts come from. Mm-hmm. So I made a statement that take as long as you want. You have some people that will tell you how long you should take. But I want you to imagine somebody telling you to rush and say what you want to say. Anyone who wants to hear you will hear you. So I would suggest that we're taught things that sometimes hurt us, because we need to learn how to tell our story. And then, if anything, we should learn how to shorten it, but not starting out shortening it, because then you don't have any more story to tell. So I'm going to suggest that since it's your idea, people want to hear your idea. And anyone who doesn't want to hear your idea, just tell them thank you, and you'll take your idea someplace else. Okay, so it's important. So it's important to understand that the people you may be talking to may want to hear you. Yeah, but anyone who says, "Tell me in this amount of time," well, those are their terms. And as an entrepreneur, you need to be in control of you. saying what you want to say.
Okay.
It's just a thought.
Understandable.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate both opinions.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. And
okay.
If we can be a friendly assistant to it, feel free to call Mr. Gene. He has all the answers.
Well, call the number. The number is 727-441-3000. I have my answers based on my experience because
yes.
I'm one of billions of entrepreneurs. And
correct.
Most likely many of them have their own experiences. That's how we grow from the hearing the others.
Correct.
Okay, so just something to think about. Well, thank you very much, and happy holidays to you, and thank you very
happy
much for calling.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. We're going to take a short break, hear a word from our sponsor,
and we'll be right back
to continue this with the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme.
Oh.
All right.
It's holiday time. Time to celebrate a little bit.
Let's celebrate.
All right. That's
right
enough.
On the Entrepreneur Hour.
James Christmas album. he brought me that record to play, by the way.
Right. I like that.
That's a good one.
I like to shake my head every now and then, just a little bit.
Let's shake his hair.
However, this show is about business. This show is not about other things, but entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship.
Anyway, but Mr. Dukes gave a good overview, I'm going to use the word overview, on when is the best time to start a business?
Yes, sir. To become
an
entrepreneur.
And the answer is now.
Right now.
Whenever you feel like it,
mm-hmm.
because it's your idea. Now let's just kind of think back though. I like to have you to imagine you were here at the start of the year when we started this show, and imagine that you may have started a business. And if any of you listeners out there have started a business. I would like to know, or we would like to know, and feel free to call in. The number's right in front of you, 727-441-3000. Or you can go out on Facebook and find me, and you can put something in the chat, and I would love to hear what you've done. But I have some questions I'm going to ask you. And just so that you can think about if you wanted to start a business, where are you in your business? Because if you've started a business and 12 months later you're in business, that's a great success story.
Very much so.
It may take 2, 3, 4 years to be in business.
Correct.
Because you're on your way doing your business mm-hmm. in order to be in business. So that's what I'd like to have you think about. But anyway, what I'd like to know from any of you, including Mr. Duke and myself, if necessary, and if we got some entrepreneurs, I'm not sure if our engineer, Mr. Bobby, is an entrepreneur, but if he wants to be, I guess something that may apply to him as well. But here's question number one.
All right.
What did you get done this year based on you starting a business?
You mean what did it accomplish?
Yes. What did you get done?
This year.
Just one thing or two
Just
things.
Just one thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think this year for me has been a great year because of the coming off the pandemic. I found that my presence and my profession was very needed.
Okay, what did you get done?
And I got accomplished that I was able to establish more contacts.
Okay, that's great. Because if you can recognize just one thing that you got done on your way to where you're trying to go,
mm-hmm.
that's significant. We have another caller on the line, and
yes,
so before I give my comments, I'd like to hear from the caller first. Hello, caller.
Good evening, Mr. Dukes and Mr. Hodge. How are you gentlemen doing?
Well, good evening, Ms. D.
We're doing fine.
This is Dee Wilkins with Impact Christian Business and Professional Magazine.
Great.
And I kind of just, I don't have answers at this moment for your questions, but I did want to kind of say, wish you two a very lovely, very happy, very safe and blessed holiday. All the entrepreneurs that have started businesses or are thinking about starting a business, in response to, is this the right time? This is definitely the right time. There is no time like the present. When an idea is given to you, it is graced on your mind, it is your journey, it is your vision, and you are the light that will carry it wherever it needs to go. If you work very, very hard, if you have a business plan or a vision, just have the vision.
Mm-hmm.
The word says that we must write the vision, mm-hmm. write the plan, write mm-hmm. the vision, mm-hmm. and make it yours. So you embrace it mm-hmm. at all times. And it does take a lot. And if you are just if the incentive is just the financial gain, I would not encourage you to concentrate on the financial side. Because mm-hmm. as Mr. Dukes has indicated, there are a lot of nonprofit organizations that have ideas that will work along cohesively with a regular financial business. So I don't know if I would encourage you to just think of just the finance and not concentrate on your vision, your idea. And any time that you have an idea, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I have interviewed hundreds, maybe thousands, of entrepreneurs across the globe because this, for women, we have over 250 million women who are in business, and this year alone, we have almost 100, maybe, I'm sorry, let me take that back. I believe the study says it's about 75 to 100 million women across the globe
okay.
that have started
mm-hmm.
businesses and are very, very successful. So that is just one, you know, one little niche. But everyone, including entrepreneurs who are children, you know how many children have started lemonade stands and baking or cooking. We have chefs, not just cooks now. We have chefs who are gourmets. There's so much out there. And yes, this is the time to make your contribution to making this economic empowerment the best that it can be.
Well, that is great.
Yeah, that is so wonderful.
That is great because you work with entrepreneurs, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And we have so very many, like yourself. I have interviewed you, Mr. Dukes, as well as Mr. Hodge. So I know that there are struggles. I know that there are ideas. And we all have, you know, trial and error. But you proceed forward. Do not let distractions of any kind disturb you, because that's your vision.
Okay.
Well, now, since you have interviewed myself and Mr. Dukes, tell our audience who you are in 30 seconds, if you can.
My name is Dee Wilkins, and I am the senior editor, managing editor now, I've gotten a promotion, of Impact, IMMPACT, Business and Professional Magazine.
Oh.
And it is a lifestyle magazine for all, but it is definitely geared towards a faith base. So I cover a lot of different stories and different entrepreneurs, and we are based in Tampa, Florida, and we are growing, and we're very, very delighted that we have been on ESPN. We've done a lot,
great.
And we're very proud of that.
Great.
And just like you guys,
great.
You guys have been across the world.
Great. Now, as a gift from me to you, possibly Mr. Dukes as well, if you like, give us your contact information so people can go find you.
I'd be delighted. My contact information is, our website is IMMPACTMAGAZINE.com.
Great.
So it's Impact with two M's. ImpactMagazine.com.
Great.
My contact telephone number is 813-812-9677. That's 813-812-9677. And, of course, the email address is Impact, IMMPACT, the number 4, the letter U, at Yahoo.com.
Great. Well, thank you very, very much for your call. I wish you happy holidays, and feel free to call in again. We'd love to hear from you, and we go from there.
It's always a pleasure, and if I may add just one other thing, entrepreneurs who are very serious about becoming entrepreneurs should also join organizations such as the ones that you are involved in, CEO Space, LinkedIn. Get involved in anything that is in your industry. If you're a journalist, join the National Association of Journalists. If you're a cook, belong to the Culinary and Gourmet. Just get involved in whatever the industry is that you're interested in.
Great. Great.
I thank you so very much.
Mr. D.
Thank you.
Did you have something that you want to say, Mr. Dude?
I thought I heard you say at the beginning of your... That you something about Impact for Women?
Yes, we have the women niche is Women Impacting Women. That is the new publication that Impact Magazine will be putting out February going into March, because March celebrates Women History Month. So Impact Women Impacting Women is the second publication underneath Impact Magazine itself.
Thank you.
Oh, great, great, great. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Double congratulations.
And we look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Well, I'm delighted that I've been able to listen and grow along with you two, because I have learned quite a bit, and I believe your listening audience is going to love continuing on in the future with what you're doing.
Oh, great.
You guys be blessed. And thank you.
Thank you, and you have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
All right. We have a listener who has a business and all that sort of stuff. We're going to take a short break so we hear something from our sponsors, but stay tuned. If any of you others have any comments that you would like to make, feel free to give us a call, 727-441-3000.
Come on.
And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
But the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show sign.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
It's the best time of the year. Well, I don't know if there'll be snow.
There's gonna be snow.
It's gonna be some snow. It's coming
this time of year.
Right here.
It's on its way, and I don't know if it's gonna get to Florida or not.
It's gonna get in part of Florida.
So there's definitely snow coming this Christmas, which in many cases, many people have not seen snow at Christmas, but it's coming. But we're here talking about entrepreneurs and when is the best time to start, and we've concluded that the best time for any entrepreneur is to start now.
Yes, sir. Right now.
Especially if your business includes clearing parking lots full of snow.
That's right.
Even that.
You're looking for snow cleaners.
That's going to be a big business in a lot of places if people would like to go earn some quick cash-free money and contract money.
That's right.
Because that's a need that's going to service a ton of people.
And in certain areas, you're talking up to 6 months.
Yeah.
And there's no way that existing cruise companies are going to be able to.
No.
I mean, people are going to be waving money out there if you can you can strap a plow onto the front of your truck.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, here's the second question.
All right.
The second question or comment that I had.
Okay.
The first one, what did you get done this year?
What did you get done this year as an entrepreneur?
Right. But the second question is, what didn't you get done?
What didn't you not?
Right.
Didn't get done.
Right, because as an entrepreneur, you have an idea, you have a thought, and you get started on it.
Right.
So there's a lot you want to do.
Yes.
Some you may get done, and some you may not get done. So if you can think of anything that you wanted to do in your past experience, and in my past experiences, what did you want to get done, but it didn't get done yet?
What I wanted to get done this year, my past year in my profession, I wanted to make more contact. I wanted to be more personalized with the customers out there. And I didn't do enough of that. I did some of that. I didn't follow through on it. As an entrepreneur, you must follow through on your contacts. You must let them know that you are an honest entrepreneur.
Okay.
And I failed to do that. I fail myself.
Okay. Don't beat yourself up. As an entrepreneur, possibly there's no such thing as failure. It's just that you didn't get it done yet.
Nope.
That's all. Just didn't get it done yet. Okay? So I want you to think about that. I wanted to run, have more courses published this year, but mm-hmm. I didn't get it done. The thought is still there, and the courses are still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting it done. So many of you would like to promote my courses, feel free to get in touch with me. Because I didn't get that done because I had too many other priorities, which meant I didn't get that done. Don't beat yourself up for what you didn't get done, because it's going to take, it may take a long time for you to go from your thought or idea to becoming the entrepreneur, achieving the vision, and then watching it work.
Correct. And I like what you said, and think about that. It's a good reminder, Mr. Gene, that you said that, because we, as entrepreneurs, has a chance to let certain things like that slip past us. We think it's gone, but it's not really gone. And anytime somebody can remind you that you didn't get that done, it helps you to encourage you and motivate you to strive to get that accomplished as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm. And some entrepreneurs, I'm not going to say who, not necessarily in this room here, but some entrepreneurs, they take on too much when they're initially starting, and they get too much involved where they have customers or people that want their services, but they can't deliver because they're being stretched in a bunch of different areas.
And that's true, Mr. Gene.
Because you want to become aware of that. It's not
right.
It's not wrong. It's an experience. You go through it and learn it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say on my end, I didn't get the amount of research done this year that I expected to do.
Mm-hmm.
And by research, I mean experiences. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're creating a service or product, you go and, you know, it's a product, you see other, you know, others who made similar products. But if it's a service or a something that serves an industry,
mm-hmm.
you have to see finished
mm-hmm.
products of that service
right.
to do it. And in my area, it requires a lot of traveling to other parts of the state.
Uh-huh.
And
gas,
it's,
money, and all that.
Well, but it just not having the time to do it. I mean, it,
not enough hours in the day.
Right.
There you go.
And that's you know, and to in an entrepreneurial world, there is never enough hours in the day.
Right.
I'm always told that I need to rest. I need to stop.
That's for sure.
I need to do this. My father was an entrepreneur back in the 60s, and if you know what it's like for a black man to be an entrepreneur back in the 60s, and he would tell you in a minute, when God called me home, then I rest. So that means, he says, you don't have time to rest. Why are you resting? Somebody else is doing something. And it could be taken away from what you should have been doing.
Probably any man goes through the same problem.
Well, that's probably
same growth, yes.
Yeah, but it's a growing thing.
Yours is personal.
But that's true. Exactly. Somebody else is doing something. I've watched other people grow leaps and bounds because they did do the traveling, take the,
mm-hmm.
you know, gather experiences. And I mean, experiences by actually seeing things and seeing how other people do things.
Now, the past caller, D just mentioned, get involved with other organizations in your same field. Because they're not your competition.
Right.
There are people who will help you to grow your business because they've gone through it. Plus, you're making contacts.
Uh-huh.
Plus, you're able to, many of those contacts will refer you or hire you. Because you have to be visible
mm-hmm.
one way or the other if you want us to know that you exist.
And that's one of the greatest things about entrepreneurs. You must learn to network. Because if you learn to network, as Mr. Gene say, somebody will bring somebody to you to have what you need or who can help you to get what you need.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I learned this year that, you know, your local chamber of commerce may need your services in lieu of your fee, of their membership fee.
Right.
So that's a good option to look into.
Mm-hmm.
Certain lines of work, they need those particular services.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you get a membership, therefore you get more right. networking.
And that was
by helping them.
By piggyback on what Ms. D said, if you get involved with those other organizations, other identity, you'll be amazed at how much work or how much service you can get by doing that. Because somebody knows somebody. As we said in your hour, you always know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that can get you
right.
what you want.
Now, the other thing, I'm just going to share this. If we can do something to help you out, Mr. Bobby, myself or Mr. Dukes or this show, that's one of the things we're here for, is to help others get exposure, to help hear where others are struggling, because you don't know who we know. I don't know who Mr. Dukes knows and all that sort of stuff. And I could use all the help I can get, all of the expertise I can get, all of the experiences I can get from others. And believe me, it's out there.
Yes, sir.
And believe me, it comes to you. And the other side of that is I am sharing my experiences to help others.
And that's one of the reasons I kind of asked Mr. Gene about an entrepreneur hour a year ago.
Wasn't that long ago.
I just thought I could see where entrepreneurs can do better. I know in the Tampa Bay area anyway. So much going on in the Tampa Bay area, and a lot of entrepreneurs, there's a lot of people trying to get on the train of the entrepreneur, but they get lost in this shuffle. And somebody needs some guidance out there.
Well, the basic, I think big, all entrepreneurs are humans.
That's true.
They're scattered all around the planet, and they do things to improve the planet and themselves, and some people do things that kind of change the planet.
Yes.
But it all starts with a mind that says,
too.
A mind and a vision and an idea. That's where it all starts, and we all, most of us, I'm going to say, have those. I don't know what's in your head, so I'll never know. But if you tell us what's there, then we will know what's there. But it's yours.
That's right.
Because there's just countless things that people have solutions to that you haven't evolved to that point yet.
Right.
But it's all about solutions, making things better, quicker, faster, all that sort of stuff. And that's what entrepreneurship is.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has thoughts and ideas. Never hide any of them. Plus, if I could give out a Christmas present for those of you that are into Christmas, my present is don't not tell people what your thought is. Don't worry about someone stealing your idea. They won't know it unless you tell them. But they can't steal your idea because your idea is in your head. It's not in theirs. But they got their own ideas in their own head.
Yes.
So. Until you share with others where you're trying to go, you can't get help or direction to get there.
Uh-oh.
But that's it.
This hour's up.
There's Frankie, boy.
Oh.
I hear Frankie, which means you're not going to see us until after Christmas. And we like to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year while we can tell you. And hopefully we... We'll be back. Catch us for the end of the year show because
yes.
We'd love to have you.
And we just say love you and we thank you, all of you, and those that called in. We really appreciate you so much.
And stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour.
Stay tuned for Mr. Gene Hour.
We'll be right back.
Coming up next.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.